Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. And with me today is John McTavish from the Stani Studio. How are you doing, John?
Good, man. Less than 30 days to the PCA trade show. So, boy, oh, boy, is it coming up fast.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see how this goes with the quantity of releases in regards to if it's going to be down or up and what the actual timeline of when they expect to be delivering the release.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The second part of that, I think, is going to be anyone's guess. And we'll probably talk about that on the, I guess by the time this publishes, the show will have already posted, but we'll have a media pre-PCA media panel show this Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So today we are talking about the CAO Amazon Basin Extra Añejo. The cigar is a Toro 6x52. Comes out of the STG Esteli factory in Nicaragua. Wrappers Ecuadorian Sumatra. Binders from Nicaragua. Filler is Brazilian Brianka, and then tobacco from Colombia and the Dominican Republic. Price points $14.99. Cigar was released in January of 2023. So with all that out of the way, John, what was your overall experience like with the cigar?
Yeah, so obviously I was there for the original release, so I was looking forward to this to see how it compared. Similar start, tobacco, wood, sort of light plus spices, sweet wood after a few puffs, and then to me, the sort of hallmark of this cigar is this this raisin, the sweet raisin note, and this really carried it in a really wonderful way, mixed in with the tobacco notes nicely, all sort of very restrained. A little bit of chocolate to round out the profile as it continued. So solid first third, definitely kind of lived up to the original. Second third, kind of creamy tobacco, a little bit of sweetness in the center, a little bit of light chocolate. Got some char as the cigar went out on me, which was, kind of one of those spontaneous things where I'm smoking on it, just went out. Fortunately, that char went away after I did a relight. Kind of a strong medium wood as it continued. Little bit of sweetness at the end of the draw. So the second third kind of lost a bit for me. And then creamy raisin and tobacco return in the last third, a little bit of pepper and wood on the post-draw, mild chocolate, but it didn't quite harmonize in the same way that first third did. So as I kind of alluded to, had some significant burn issues. The went out in the second third and then went out in at the end of the second third. So two relights, which is never really good for a flavor profile. So I do wonder how that second third would have performed if that wouldn't have been the case. And then draw had some snugness to it, about 2.5 to 3 notches into the resistance spectrum. So that's also a bit of a drag. Kind of an average experience. I want to try it again, I think. Kind of an average experience. What about you?
For me, the cigar started with rich, dark earth, toasted oak, and black pepper. Got a light mix of mustiness and chalkiness that joined in pretty quickly. Some light stewed fruit sweetness joined a bit later. Second third saw the stewed fruit sweetness depart, and then the final third saw the black pepper pick up and some wood bitterness joined while while smoking to the corded band part, and then it left as soon as that wrapped up. So I think it's the first time I've ever done that with a cigar where I actually smoked through the band to just kind of see what it was like. Didn't affect the burn at all, which was nice. Just got a little bit of wood bitterness through that part, but then it went away. So it wasn't, definitely wasn't part of the profile, but I was just curious to see how that would work, and it worked out well. I had perfect construction, no issues with the burn or the draw. I thought the cigar well, had a nice combination of flavors, but as the sweetness departed in the second third, the profile became kind of average and remained that way till the end. So I don't think I found this quite as much on par with the original release, which is hard to do as most times, but step above the Fumé Amcorda, but just doesn't reach that level of the original or the Anaconda either. So I don't know that I'd come back to this. I don't know that I want to. I don't remember the price point for the original, but I don't believe it was this much.
No,
you're not going to find the original anywhere. But I don't know that one.
Yeah, I think it was smack dab kind of middle of the road for the time period.
Yeah, so I don't know. I want to pay a premium to try to revisit this as a not as good version of the original. Just don't have that much of a drive to like try to reclaim that, I guess, at this price point. So all right, getting to the scores, I was the top scorer at 6.1. John gave it 5.5. so my score matches up well. Above average flavor profile, perfect construction, gets it right above the 6 mark. I still wouldn't come back to it, regardless of the price point. It's just not it's just not exciting enough past that first third really to want me to come back, but add the price point in there. Definitely not something I'd come back to. So, all right, John, 5.5.
Yeah. I would have been up there with you if the construction wouldn't have taken a step back. But as you say, you know, it's $14.
$14.99, yeah.
15. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's kind of the bookend to the series, because I don't think Brazilian tobacco is really, it's very hard to get now. So this might be kind of the last of, you know, the anniversary series of CAOs. I mean, I will say that I think if you were a fan of the original, you probably should try it, because you might as well. You know, they're going to be limited. Once they're done, they're not coming back, because Brazilian tobacco is so hard to get. It's kind of fun to review. I mean, you know, 10 years now, so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they had a run of, you know, the various options. So, you know, some were good, some were not good, in my opinion, but it was an interesting project. It's definitely one with first launch. So, that went well. All right. Wherever you catch this video, be sure to like, subscribe, and check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. You can follow us on all the social media channels and catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Extra Anejo.